We want to check in with Libya and what is going on there. And with us is Wira Davis, correspondent for our partner, the BBC in Tripoli. Wira, can you tell us, I mean, obviously the question on everyone's mind at this point is, where is Muammar Gaddafi? And where does the hunt for Muammar Gaddafi stand at this point?
That's a good question. A week ago, the transitional council were telling me that the failure to catch Gaddafi was a mere inconvenience. I think the reality of the case is very different. And today, the rebel leaders have actually come out and said that actually Gaddafi being at large still poses a considerable threat to Libya and the world. And I think one of the reasons why the fighting is still continuing in the east of the country or the central part of the country is that Gaddafi has yet been captured. And if he were to be captured, wherever he is, and nobody knows at all, but if he were to be captured or killed, then I think a lot of that fighting in the east would come to a potential end because his followers, I think, would give up the ghost pretty quickly. But as long as he remains at large, then there are real concerns that the fighting could drag on, especially around, you know, his hometown of Sirte.
There's also other concerns as well. Weir Davis is a correspondent for a partner of the BBC, and that is that they're hearing, or there are reports, disturbing reports, coming out that some of the Gaddafi loyalists are actually possibly carrying out atrocities against the prisoners that are in their custody. And we have these reports of charred bodies found in hospitals in which we don't entirely know who's to blame, but the rebels are implying that it may have been Gaddafi's forces.
Oh, there's no doubt about it that several human rights abuses or potential human rights abuses have been discovered in recent days, opening the lid really on what I think by all estimates was one of the most brutal regimes in recent memory. I saw hundreds of bodies dumped outside a hospital a couple of days ago. Some people said these were victims of Gaddafi's torture. They've been executed by Gaddafi. Another of my colleagues saw burnt bodies, people who'd been killed at a former military camp yesterday. And the list goes on. And one would expect that in the next few days, as people search, as people look for relatives, we're going to hear more and more accounts of some pretty horrendous abuse and, you know, human rights crimes.
We're speaking with Wira Davis, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, who's in Tripoli. And Wira, in the days after the rebels got into Tripoli, we were hearing constant reports of fighting in the streets, snipers on the rooftops. What is Tripoli like now?
That's the one good news. I mean, Tripoli itself is returning to normal insofar as fighting has stopped. There are still chronic shortages of basic services here, water, sanitation, fuel, and those will have to be sorted out. The International Red Cross says a humanitarian crisis is looming here, but it can be avoided if those services are restored.
And it appears that one of the things the rebels may be worried about is that NATO will leave altogether. They've put out calls saying, don't go, that the fighting's not over.
Oh, no, NATO have been bombing targets around Gaddafi's home bases of Sirte, and I think those will continue until the Gaddafi loyalists there give up the ghost.
Or until Gaddafi's found?
Indeed, that will be the key thing, yes. There's no doubt about that.
Wira Davis is a correspondent with our partner, the BBC, reporting live from Tripoli in Libya, where fighting, although it doesn't continue in the capital, there are cities throughout the country in which fighting between rebels and Gaddafi loyalists continues.